You're listening to Humanitarian Radio with your hosts, Tony St. Tone and Janie Beauclair.
Good afternoon and welcome to this edition of Humanitarian Radio. I am Janie Beauclair.
And I'm Tony St. Tone.
And hey, we're welcoming our friends and our family. And if you are a first-time listener to our show, we're happy to have you. We are a feel-good show shouting out some good news from around the world. And you can expect some great positive music by St. Tone, as well as some great innovative guests every week. And see what's going on around the USA with our events calendar.
Well, today's guest is Nandish Farah. He is part of the Art of Ascension, and he's going to talk to us about a particular way of meditating that can really clear your mind and put you into the here and now, especially those people that have a lot of mind chatter or don't sleep very well. He's got this technique that people have been doing for thousands of years that he teaches that can really help you just clear your mind and really just get focused on things in life. So it's
very
It's very cool. Yeah.
I'm looking forward to hearing it for sure. I'm on location today.
I know.
Minnesota Film Festival happening.
I know. It's very exciting that you're there.
Yeah. You know, Tony and I were in Florida for the past 10 days. We had a wedding in the family. My son, Ted, got married. Very exciting. Happy for him. And we got to do a performance for a bunch of our listeners in Sarasota. And that was a lot of fun. We performed out in on the Englewood Beach.
Yeah, that was a blast.
Yeah, so we want to thank all our listeners for showing up and supporting us there. And just to tell you what's going on at the film festival, Sarasota Film Festival is the partner city to the L.A. Film Festival in Hollywood area. So a lot of the stars have been showing up at the film festival. We've gotten to meet quite a few people, and you see them all walking around town, and the town is just buzzing. It's a 10-day festival. It takes over the entire town. And it was kicked off this year with Sophia Loren. The film festival supports a lot of the local foundations. The Famiglio Family Foundation is a big one for children.
And hold on. Is that the Famiglio Foundation?
Famiglio.
It's a nice Italian family, it sounds like.
It's a nice Italian family.
That's why they had Sophia Loren. They're like, hey, if we're going to sponsor it, we want someone in
here. There you go. Burt Reynolds is in town. He's filming a movie. I got to speak with Matthew Modine yesterday. That was fun. And we're going to do an interview with a famous artist-sculptor, Mr. Jack Dowd. I've known Jack for probably 35 years now, and got the opportunity to interview him for next week's show. Very exciting.
That is. That's awesome. So while you're out there at the film festival, I never knew that actually it was the sister city to LA, and it seems that a lot of people fly back and forth from California to Florida.
Mr. Jack Dowd, the gentleman I was just talking about, he has a sculpting studio in LA for 25 years.
Yeah,
and he goes back and forth.
I saw a bunch of his work. He has some amazing, amazing pieces of work, very well known. That's exciting.
Yeah, I met another company called Triforce Pictures, and they filmed a documentary about this artist, Jack Dowd, and they are tri-coastal. They do the New York, the L.A., and the Sarasota thing. So, yeah, I was surprised to hear how it's grown in Sarasota with their film festival. Growing up there, it hadn't started too many years ago, and it really started really slowly. It was really cool to see a bunch of people on the red carpets and all that same kind of thing we see out here in Los Angeles. It was cool to see it in a town that I grew up with. It grew up in, that was a small town, you know?
Sure, sure. And to be able to just get that that excitement there of Hollywood. Very cool.
Yeah, very, very fun.
So Jamie's going to be joining us for the rest of the show via Sarasota, Florida. And let's just jump into it. Well, when you hear that sound, you know it is time for our quote of the week.
Every bad situation will have something positive about it. Even a stopped clock shows the correct time twice a day. Stay positive in your life. I like that one. Ready? I'm going to do it again. Every bad situation will have something positive in it. Even a stopped clock shows the correct time twice a day. So stay positive in your life.
I like it. I like it. So
yeah.
Yeah. And it's,
I like that even a stopped clock shows correct time twice a day. That's extremely positive. True statement there.
Yeah. Have you not heard that one before?
I have not.
Oh. Yeah, I think as you look into things and just try to find the good in anything, that's what yin yang is all about. So the more positive you can stay, and a perfect example is, yeah, it's a broken clock, but it's correct twice a day. And the other 23 hours or 24 hours, or it doesn't matter.
Right.
No, great quote. And it's sometimes it's harder to do than to hear, but as you hear these things and you start focusing on it, what's positive from this? And someone once said, what good can come from this, no matter what the situation? If you just put your focus on that, you'll find that things begin to change.
Wow. Very good. I like it. Makes a lot of sense, doesn't it?
That's your quote of the day.
That is my quote of the day.
So listen up. If you're on the market for a graphic designer, you know, someone who can create logos, websites, etc., along with radio ads and video, well, there's no need to look any further than ST Productions. It's your one-stop shop for all your graphic, audio, and video needs. ST Productions will get it done while saving you money and having fun. So keep them in mind, ST Productions, an audio, video, graphic design service.
ST Productions, call 813-416-4168. That's 813-416-4168.
Positive affirmations wrapped in pop rock songs. Give me that best case scenario. It's motivational musician Saint Tone. Check out his latest live show, The Rise Up Experience, at www.sainttone.com. We can always hug it out. Pick up his latest CD, Outside the Box, available on iTunes. We choose to. For music with a positive message, check out SaintTone.com.
So it's time for some good news from around the world.
Well, I love this first story. This one comes out of London. And a group of really clever kids came up with a small, fast idea in order to help police catch somebody. There were these two guys that went running by a group of 12 kids. And the helicopter for the police department went over a short time later looking and searching for them. So these kids drop to the ground and form an arrow in the direction for the police helicopter to go look. And they end up finding the two bad guys. They were in the woods.
So these kids,
they recognize that the helicopter's looking for these people that they just saw run that way because they ran past them. And they quickly drop to the ground and form an arrow. There's a picture of it. It's like, who thinks of this? Very, very, very cool. So, of course, they caught the bad guys. The helicopter landed, went and thanked the kids, like, wow, you guys really helped us out here. And they got a police department accommodation and very cool idea.
Did the kids,
way to quick think.
Did they say what made them think to drop to the ground and make an arrow? Because that just seems...
They were pointing, but the helicopter was too high up.
Oh, so they did start off pointing with their fingers.
Yeah, couldn't get his attention.
That's so weird. Wow.
Isn't that great? Smart little kids. And it looks like, from the photo, it looks like they're maybe, I don't know, maybe 8 to 10 years old.
Oh, really? So I thought they were teenagers.
Yeah.
Oh, that's even more impressive.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, so I love that first story.
Very cool.
So this next one is really cute, too. It's an 11-year-old girl who used her grandma's lemonade recipe to make a drink, and she's donating a portion of the proceeds to save the bees. She actually turned this into a $1 million business last year she went on Shark Tank and told them about her grandmother's bees. Her grandmother's lemonade recipe. And she had also heard about the current danger for a whole breed of bees, honeybees. And so she's decided to donate the proceeds of her investor as well, Damon John, the FUBU CEO from Shark Tank, backed her. And she's donating 10% of her proceeds to save the bees as a 10-year-old. She's now 11-year-old girl.
She's an 11-year-old millionaire. That's awesome.
What a smart little cookie. Good for her. So she's starting out at 11 years old, 10 when she started, donating to a cause. It's so great to have that kind of a thought pattern at such a young age. I just really love that. I think that's beautiful.
Yeah, for her to have that insight and to, you know, to continue a family recipe from her grandmother, I think is really
awesome.
Yeah,
that's cool, too. And she's got a variety of different flavors. It's called Bee Sweet, B-E-E, Sweet Lemonade. But this one particular one I'm looking at is mint flavored. So very cool. Congratulations to this young lady and her family for raising such a thoughtful child. So this is a great story. A former homeless man donates $10,000 to a certain high school after two students helped him in a blizzard 3 years earlier. Okay? So here's the story. 3 years ago, two seniors at a high school in Dwight, Illinois, helped a homeless man walking in a blizzard. He had no jacket. So the students gave the man clothes, a jacket, and money for a train to get a ticket to Springfield so he could go see his father. His father later passed away. Unbeknownst to the man, his father left behind an estate of $1.2 million. This is the homeless gentleman whose dad passed away.
Wow, okay. Mm-hmm.
So that guy moved to California, Santa Monica to be exact. But first, he sent a gift to the high school on behalf of those two kids for a $10,000 donation in honor of his father. And what did the school do with that $10,000? They decided, since these kids were seniors when they did this, they decided to give two seniors in every graduating class for the next 10 years $500 reward for acts of humanitarianism.
Oh, that's awesome.
Get it? So two people in a senior year, if they do some act of humanitarianism, they get a $500 reward for it. What a great, great, great thing to inspire more seniors, exactly what I was saying. How great is that? Inspire more people to, you know, pay it forward at a young age. I love that. If there's something that you can do out there to change the world, I mean, all they did was give this guy a jacket and enough for bus fare.
Yeah, but, you know, obviously, and the guy remembered it 3 years later.
Absolutely.
You know, which is really amazing that, you know, he actually went back and goes, you know what, those guys helped me. Mm-hmm. What can I do?
Who knows what the story was? He's trying to go see his dad who's dying. Who knows what the story was of why he was sitting on the park bench going down that street with no jacket.
Yeah, yeah. And I think it's great that school actually is spreading it out over 10 years as opposed to just giving it one shot.
I love that.
So that's 20 more kids that will go out there and do something positive.
Two seniors a year.
Yeah.
Two seniors a year for the next 10 years.
Yeah, that's very cool. Very cool.
Well, and that's who wins. So how many are actually vying for it? You know?
Right. Well, some people just do it, you know, because they would like to earn the money. So, but then when they do it, they might find like, wow, this was rewarding enough just to do it.
The contest itself will inspire way more than two people to do.
Of course.
Acts of, you know, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. But what I'm getting at is that sometimes these kids will do it and then find out that even if they didn't win, the act itself is a reward because you get that feeling of helping someone else out. And when you do that and you go, wow,
absolutely,
that was really cool. I was able to help that person. Just feeling the appreciation is worth a lot more than $500.
Totally agree.
So good for them. I think that was great on both parts.
Here are some events that may be happening in your area. Check out events calendar on humanitarianradio.com.
April 7th to the 15th, the Spiritual Directors International Convention in San Diego, California. April 8th to the 10th is a Shaman Apprentice Retreat in Ohio. on May 20th to the 22nd, Journey Dance Tribal Connection, Lenox, Massachusetts. And May 26th to June 2nd is the Shamanic Vision Quest in the Canary Islands of Spain. Also in May, we have the 26th to the 29th, a spiritual solution for women, Carlsbad, California. And then starting in June, June 4th to the 11th, multi-faith pilgrimage retreat in Iona, Scotland. June 12th to the 19th, healing and conscious movement retreat in Thailand. And rounding out June, June 25th to the 26th, meditation weekend, Carlsbad, California. If you've got an event you'd like us to post, just reach out and let us know.
Okay, and we are back. I am here with Nan Dasvara. He has an organization called The Art of Ascension, and we are talking to him from Missouri. How are you today?
Doing very well, Tony. Thank you so much. I appreciate the invitation.
Now, we met at the Ascent Expo about a year ago.
Correct. Uh-huh.
And what brought you all the way out here to the West Coast for that?
Well, at that particular time, we had a booth set up that was talking about the Art of Ascension, which is basically a practice that has a form of meditation to it that the foundation qualifies teachers to spread the teachings throughout the world. That's the sole purpose of the organization itself. And we had a booth there just to simply spread the word, talk books that we have and the teaching and other things, the retreats that we put on up here in Missouri and worldwide. And that's why I met you. I saw what you were doing over there and was very impressed and listened to your great music at one point even. So you had said when the opportunity comes along to give a call and we can do an interview.
Excellent. So tell us a little bit about the organization and how you got started in this.
Sure. Well, the teaching itself, the practice, which is called the Art of Ascension, and ascension simply means to ascend or to rise beyond limiting beliefs and thoughts and ideas about who you think you are to the truth of who you really are. And the actual practice or teaching is ancient. It's been around for millennia, really. But it comes out every few thousand years when humanity is ready for it in different forms. And basically, it came out again about 25 years ago, and the Shia Foundation then was formed as a 501c3 nonprofit organization with the sole purpose of spreading the teaching worldwide.
Wow, that's great. So how many years ago did you get into this?
Well, I personally found out about the practice and first learned it back in 1999 and then practiced it myself for a couple of years. I was so impressed with it because I tried different forms of meditation and all different forms of all modalities of trying to tap back into that essence that underlies all of creation and I know lives within each one of us. And when I came across this teaching, it was as if I had come home. It was just so simple and natural and easy. And there was no forcing thoughts out or forcing the body into a particular position or anything like that. It was just these absolute statements of truth called the ascension attitude that you think to yourself, both with your eyes open throughout the course of your busy day, even, which immediately brings you back to the present and centers you. And then you use them two or three times a day for about 20 minutes each with your eyes closed. And as a result of that, stress naturally dissolves because in those 20 minutes, you get deeper rest and the deepest sleep at night, about twice as much as your 8 hours of sleep even.
Well, I'm sure everyone here can use that. Is that something that you could walk us through? Because, I mean, that's fascinating to me. And again, we all live such busy lives that when we talk about meditation, everyone thinks that you have to sit in a specific position and say, om. But meditation is really something that what I've learned, it can be as simple as a morning cup of coffee where you just sit and just quiet the mind, or petting your cat or your dog. Just, it's these moments of just silencing the outside world and just tuning into your own personal thoughts and trying to eliminate the chatter.
Well, that's what happened to me for a number of years. I tried different types of modalities to do that, to eliminate the chatter, to make it a peaceful environment, to just stop the thought. But the mind, the natural tendency of the mind, basically, is to think. That's what it's there for.
Sure.
But the natural tendency of it really is to find greater happiness. And what these ascension techniques or attitudes do, they're a tool to actually take the mind directly to where it wants to go and to satisfy it. And so when we think these attitudes or these techniques, immediately the mind goes into the deeper part of each one of us. And from a scientific standpoint, which has been proven by electroencephalographic leads that are attached to the brain, both the right hemisphere and the left hemisphere of the brain become cohesive, which is totally in the present moment right now then. And so you can think these with your eyes open anytime during the course of your busy day, and boom, it immediately keeps you present, brings you back to right here, right now. And that's where we are all most effective and efficient.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So the mindfulness part that you're talking about, you can do these at any time, in any time of activity that you're doing, even when you're busy. So that immediately, boom, you're just living right here, right now. So you're not forcing anything again. It just happens naturally. And the natural result of it is that stress is going to dissolve, first of all, when you use it as your eyes closed. But when you use it with your eyes open, then it prevents stress from coming in. So it becomes a twofold 24-hour practice, and then you begin to live more and more fully into the present moment, being here now.
Right, and I think that so many of us struggle with that, trying to just stay in the current moment. We're so preoccupied with so many thoughts coming in and things that we need to do and mm-hmm. looking towards appointments that we need to keep and et cetera, mm-hmm. et cetera. But to really stop and be in the moment is difficult, to say the least, especially here in America. It just seems like, you know, we are constantly going and going and going. And now this is a practice that you also teach, right? So this is something that you've learned how to do, and now you also teach it.
That's correct, yes. We teach it during what primarily is a weekend workshop, which begins on a Friday evening, goes from about 7 until 10, and we teach the very first technique, the praise attitude, give you ample time to experience it. And on Saturday, from 10 until 5, we go over the mechanics of it, why it works, what's happening with the mind and the body, and teach you the gratitude technique and the love technique. And then on Sunday from 10 until 5, we review it all, give you ample time to experience, and teach you the final one, and give you again a period of time to actually experience it and give you the feedback that goes along with it. And at that point on, you're just free to go and practice it in your life however you want to. There's no pressure to do anything else after that. If you want to connect with us again individually, we are readily available to help you with your practice and all. But the key is that we will give you and share with you a tool that you can actually use at any time in your life in any kind of a situation that will naturally bring you back to right here, right now.
That's an awesome technique or an awesome thing to have. So what have people, like, have you ever had people come back and just go like, man, this has just changed my life in a sense of their stress being, I don't know if stress would be totally eliminated, it might be, but at least reducing that stress, or at least coming back to the to center yourself, you know, like, and have you had people come back that are very busy people that go, wow, you know, I run a business or something, and I'm just looking for any feedback that you've gotten back from different people who have taken this course.
Sure. Well, in reality, there's no belief even required in this. And some of the stories I'm going to tell you are, although they're absolutely true, and even my own experience of it, you don't have to believe any of it. You can find out for yourself, because it's guaranteed to work. The very first time you use one of these, it'll work. We've had people come, and the very thing you mentioned about their busy, busy lives, where they can't get any rest, or they've never been able to meditate more than 2 or 3 minutes at a time, then right away that first night they can actually do it for a good 20 minutes or more after a couple of experiences for a shorter period of time. And whether you consciously recognize it or not, it's happening. And scientifically, from that standpoint, being a series of mechanical techniques, as I mentioned before, it naturally takes the mind to the deeper levels of it. And thoughts are okay. Thoughts are actually a part of life, so they're a part of and a necessary part of the practice. And it's by alternating the ascension attitude with these thoughts that the mind becomes more familiar with the deeper levels of it. So it's a matter of simply doing it. I love the stories about people who say they haven't been able to sleep in years and don't even set their alarm anymore as a result of it, because they're up pretty much all night. And
right
away after the you know, right away, sometimes after the first night, they come in late the following morning because they've slept for the first time in months or years and don't set the alarm, so they're late. And that's a wonderful example to have right away from the very beginning, just to see how this works. Others may have the opposite example of they may be awake at night, but now they have something to occupy the mind, even during the night, that will take them again to deeper rest than they would get even from sleep.
That's really something I know that my wife can definitely use, because she's a very light sleeper and I'm a very deep sleeper. So once I hit the pillow, I'm out for the whole night. And she'll be like, oh, I was up at 3, I was up at 4, I was up at 5. And I'm like, what are you doing all night? And she goes, I don't know, my mind just is working out different things and plans. And I go, wow, you should get paid for that, you know? And she goes, I wish I could, because she goes, I just can't keep my mind still or quiet. So she would definitely, I think, benefit for something like this.
Well, in reality, Tony, anyone will, especially people like your wife and like me when I first learned this and everything else, that mind is just so active. You know, Stanford Research University has done studies on it, and they figure that the average American here has a minimum of 60,000 thoughts, up to 100,000 thoughts that just randomly go through our mind. And a lot of them are just repetitive, and they don't help us or serve us in any way at all. And it prevents us from connecting again through that source that is our greatest guide of all, if we can just still that mind enough to start listening to the guidance that we have within. So at night, when she can't sleep like that, by thinking these techniques will occupy the mind and give it something that it really is craving. The natural tendency of the mind is to seek greater happiness, and the greatest happiness is within each one of us. And that's where this takes you right away. So the mind gets satisfied. And when the mind gets satisfied and begins to rest, the body, being connected to the mind, also begins to rest and simply starts to dissolve all these old thoughts and ideas and stress that we've accumulated throughout our lifetime. So there's no longer anything to try to have to fix or to improve on ourselves. All we really need to do is allow those things that are in the way of us recognizing who we truly are, that there's nothing wrong with us anyway, simply to dissolve. And that inner power, that light that has created universes and everything, will start to shine out more and more from the inside out, because those veils of limitation have been dissolved.
Right. So is it a particular, you're saying that there is something there for the mind to attach to. So it's not sitting there wandering, because I think that's what happens is you try to get quiet and you're like, did I turn the stove off? Okay. Just forget about, I need to do this? What's the grocery list? And so all these little things that pop up, you're trying to push them away to try to get the silence. So there is something that you are focusing on to give the mind something to do then.
And you don't really even need, you don't even need to focus on it. All you really need to do is, once you recognize that the mind is wandering, at any time, we have a choice of what we're going to be thinking. So instead of allowing that just to ramble on, we then introduce one of these techniques, one of these attitudes with our eyes open or with the eyes closed again, and boom, immediately it cuts through all that gibberish that's going on, those 60 to 100,000 thoughts, and brings it back to this moment. And again, the mind may start wandering, but then you just simply gently think the attitude again, and it naturally just brings you back. So it's a tool, and in order for it to be effective, we simply need to use it on a regular basis, and it becomes a way of life. And what a better way to live your life based on thoughts of praise, gratitude, love, and compassion, than worry, doubt, fear, anger, or everything else that comes along. You know?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So you started a nonprofit also that has to do with these teachings. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I actually didn't start it. I'm part of it also.
Okay.
But a number of us began it a few years ago, and it was simply for the purpose of spreading the teaching. And many people are looking to see what organizations are like before they will actually donate to them. And, of course, we welcome donations because it helps in that regard. So we then went through the process of becoming a legal 501c3 nonprofit organization that then allows us to receive donations, and people can then get their write-offs or whatever else that they want to use them for.
Excellent.
And the teaching is actually done worldwide. We're located in central Missouri, and we have a retreat center here on 75 acres where people can actually even come to learn the practice itself. But it's primarily also for those who have learned it and want to come and simply further their practice in a retreat type of an environment. So that's available too. But we have teachers pretty much scattered throughout the world, all over the U.S. here, and we'll travel anywhere basically to share it.
See, that's
joy.
That's really, really awesome. So is it, how long has this nonprofit actually been around?
The gentleman who brought the teaching back out nearly 22, 23 years ago, MSI, stands for Maharishi Sadashiva Isham, was actually a white man from Seattle, Washington, who became fully enlightened because of the practice that he found out. Well, yeah, that was his purpose of being here, is to bring it back out into the world. So he started an organization in North Carolina a number of years ago back then. And since then, it has evolved into this with a more modified name that we gave it. And again, what's really interesting about MSI is that even though he was the one who brought the teaching back out and found out about it and has taught other teachers on it to spread it, I learned from one of those teachers who was a teacher of his. It's never about him, and it's never about the teaching. It's not a guru-driven movement. It's simply a method or a way for you to actually get back in touch with your own heart. There's no dogma. There's no belief associated with it. We're not going to tell you what to eat, how to eat, what to wear, you know, what to believe in, where to go, any of that kind of stuff. We're simply giving you a tool that you can use at any time to live fully from who you truly are, and that's in touch with your heart and your very essence why you came here.
I like the fact that it's non-denominational and that anyone can actually use this practice regardless of what religion you believe in or whatever type of faith you have. Do people ever bring in positive affirmations with this?
Well, when you're actually practicing the art of ascension, we are giving you the what I would call the absolute statements of truth themselves that are even more powerful than positive affirmations. Mm-hmm. Positive affirmations primarily work on the surface level of the mind, and they have opposites. Like, I am very rich, or I am good looking, and I am young, and all these other things again. And underlying the surface level of the mind are all these other old beliefs and ideas that we've carried on since we were probably children. You know, they're telling us, no, you're fooling yourself. You're not that good looking, or you're never going to amount to much or anything else and all of that. So the positive affirmations can only work so far, where these go beyond even those doubts and those fears and begin to dissolve those down below. So simply by using these alone, those things that we want to clear out or be better at or think that we're less than dissolve. So there's no self-improvement that's needed, as long as we get in touch with the self-empowerment. And I'm talking about the big S self, you know, that which brought us here in the first place, that we created with the co-creator in the very first place of all. So another way to look at it is there's nothing wrong with us. There's never been anything wrong with us. Just our thinking has limited us as to thinking that we're less than or need some improvement.
Right, right.
And again, I like what you said about anyone can do this, and that's one of the things you're seeing on our website, is anyone, anywhere, at any time can do this, because it's not limited to where you can do it as a practice. So you use it as a form of meditation with your eyes closed, but also this eyes open practice is amazing, because at any time, in any kind of a situation, you can use it, it brings you back right here to the present moment.
How can people learn more about what you're doing?
Well, first of all, we do have a website. And on the website, there are course schedules and event schedules as to what's taking place throughout the world.
Mm-hmm.
And the website is www.ishayas. And that's I-S like in sweet, H-A-Y-A-S like in sweet, world.com. So that's www.ishayasworld.com. Actually, that should be ashayasworldwide.com. I'm sorry.
That's okay. So it's ashayasworldwide.com.
Correct. And ashayas again is I-S like in sweet, H-A-Y-A-S, sweet again. Ashayasworldwide.com. And We also give free introductory webinars on the website, too. And I am actually one of the teachers that's flying down to California there out of L.A. at Laguna Niguel. And we're teaching a workshop on May 27th, 28th, and 29th, which, again, is a two-and-a-half-day. It starts on a Friday evening and goes all day Saturday and all day Sunday. And the cost for the workshop is $300. And then after that, you can actually retake the course anytime you want, anywhere in the world, or when it's offered for free. But after that workshop, you will have already been changing from the inside out, whether you consciously recognize it or not. What happens quite frequently is other people who are close to you, relatives or your mate or co-workers, begin to see a change in you. They can be physical or just why your actions are different things simply because of the practice doing it on a regular, consistent basis.
Right. Do you feel that most people get it within that first time? Do they need to come back a second time just to reinforce it?
Well, it's an individual thing, but what we have found out, what I experienced myself, is by retaking it, I'm at a different place. My own consciousness has expanded. There's been healing that has happened. And I'm able to take in more than the second or third time I do it.
Right.
And there's so much information we give at the initial one that it's hard to actually intellectualize everything that comes in. What we tell people is anything that we tell you, you don't have to believe in. It's not about what you're hearing here. It's about actually receiving the techniques or the way we teach them to you and then using them. But the mind, being what it is, you know, it begins to question things, or it may say, wow, this isn't working, or this is too simple, or what's happening, or whatever. And we're readily available, either by email or by phone numbers, which we give, you know, for people to contact us for any questions they have, or to find out, you know, when the next course is taking place so they can audit it. But each one individually has their own unique nervous system, and some people just grab it and run with it and will do it the first four techniques themselves, which we call the first sphere, you know, for the next 5, 10, 15 years. Others want more within a couple of weeks. And we do have more spheres, and we then teach the techniques individually from that point on a one-on-one basis, depending upon where that person is. But just the first four alone are basically all one need. And their life immediately begins to change for the better from the inside out.
That's excellent. That's excellent. And I love that, like I said, I love the idea that, you know, it is each individual's person. So it's like either you get it or you don't get it. But the fact that you said that if you do take it more than once and you have that ability to do so, I know exactly what you mean as far as you hear some information and your mind begins to wander on that. Now you miss the second and third thing because you're still thinking about that initial first thing that was said. It's like watching a movie two or three times. Once you watch it a second or third time, you start picking up all these little nuances that you missed the first time around. So that's excellent that you offer that. The website I'll have printed on here. And why don't you give us another way that other people can get a hold of you, if it's an email or a phone number, whatever you'd like to give out, so that way people can reach out to you.
Sure. My phone number, and you can register for the course with me directly, is 573-261-9957. And again, that's 573-261-9957.
Excellent.
Or you can email. And when you email, use my name again, and you got the spelling over there, I believe. N-A-N-N-A-N, D as in deer, I, S like in sweet, V as in Victor, A-R-A, Nandishvara, @ishayas.net. But you go to our website, and there'll be a list of teachers there also. And if you go to the course schedule, you'll find this course on there, and it has this information, the phone number and the email address. And that's probably a good way to do it, too.
Excellent. Yeah, and it's all going to be right here. I want to thank you so much for being part of our show and giving people this insight on this technique, because I think everyone can use it. You're going to be out here in California sometime in May, and if you go to the website, you'll be able to register for it, right? Can they register for it on the
Well, on the website, they will be getting the phone number and the email address to contact in order to register for it, correct?
Okay, excellent, excellent. And there's also, looking here, I'm on the website right now while we're talking, and it looks like there's some different free events that happen throughout the country. So definitely check it out. I know that everyone can use these types of techniques because in today's world, a little calm time can really advance you so much further than running around constantly running. So thank you once again for being a guest on our show.
You're welcome, Tony. Thank you so much, Joe, and have a good rest of the day.
Thank you. So every week we like to dedicate a song to our guests, and this week I chose a song I wrote called Rejuvenation. It's all about meditating, and that's what we spoke about this entire time. So this is Rejuvenation by Saint Tone.
Rejuvenation.
Once again, that was Saint Tone with Rejuvenation. If you'd like to check out some other music by Saint Tone, go to www.sainttone.com. That's SAINTTONE.com.
You know, if you're looking for a little spark on your any day, you can always go back to humanitarianradio.com and check out any of our previous shows. We do keep them on there so that we can inspire you to find some good news for your soul. Do something great for someone else in your world.
Yeah, and if you know of a story or if you know of someone that should be on our show, by all means, connect with us on Facebook at Humanitarian Radio or go to our website, humanitarianradio.com, and reach out to us. Let us know any good news that you have out there that you want to share with the world.
Make it a good week.
We'll see you next time. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Humanitarian Radio, shouting out some good news for your soul.